Hello, and welcome back to what is probably going to be the final episode of Thornvale. We are not ready, but...
We must
move along.
I was telling Susanna before we started recording, it was the same joke I made last week, but I took it a step further. Right now, one of our cars is in the shop, so I said I was going to take the other car and just drive off so she couldn't chase me. And she couldn't force me to record, but it's the same problem where then you just don't get the end of the show, and that's just sad and unfulfilling. So
yeah. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I suppose we must end this show.
I have my tissues ready, the whole tissue box.
I'm sure you do.
I already started like very slightly tearing up when I realized it might be the last time, at least for a very long time, that I open up the reference sheet for all the moves. And the last time I opened up the Thornvale game.
That's such a nerdy thing to get emotional about.
Roll 20.
No, but like, it's just like the little things. Like, I have the Monster of the Week reference sheet, like, favorited on my bookmark bar. And it's part of, like, my ritual to, like, open up all the Monster of the Week tabs in my window and get my Roll 20 running. And just those things that I won't do anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It's sad.
It hurts. It's true.
That's true. But all good things must come to an end. Before we get started, though, I will invite everyone to join us one last time over on the actual place. That is, of course, as you all know by now, our Discord server, where we love to hang out and talk to people. We also have a Patreon. If you think that you've listened long enough and want to reward us for our good work, we would love to take your money and give you lots of cool stuff in return.
Yeah, that part. That's kind of important.
But with that, let's find out what happened last time on Thornvale.
Hank took us to the top of a building on West. He said it's where his Bjorn likes to go to watch over things. He says if he's not in the fort, he's going to be here. So, with our plan of not having a plan, Bjorn ripped open a portal, and we were immediately blocked by some of Fjorn's civilian security. It's hard to hit someone who can predict the future and who's instructed his squad on what's gonna happen. So it was a bit tricky, but we managed to take down all of the bodyguards first. I could sense River was near somewhere, controlling Hank. Got a couple good hits in before we found where River and Miguel were hiding. Took down Miguel first, gave me a hell of a headache, then tried to get River. River ended up stabbing Henry in the back, Bjorn got her down, and then Henry actually knocked her out with a mind wipe spell. Then we all went after the other Bjorn. Unfortunately, this alternate Bjorn is just as tanky as our Bjorn, so it was a little tricky to get him down, but eventually, we got a couple good hits in. He did as well. Henry grabbed Nick and took off into the sky with him. Eventually, Bjorn and I managed to talk Fjorn down a bit, try to convince him that he's been lied to about this whole plan. That even if this was his idea to begin with, that it had been subverted by Jadis and the Empty Man. I think we actually managed to get through to him. I used magic to show him all of my memories to kind of back up what we were saying. And whenever my magic was kind of disconnected, whenever I came back to myself, he actually jumped over the side of the building to grab Henry before he fell out of the sky.
And we are back on this rooftop in the darkened alternate Thornvale. Fjorn has just leapt off the edge of the roof and comes up holding an unconscious Henry, who neither of the other two of you even realized was falling.
Yeah, I think Bjorn, I mean, he wasn't privy to everything that Sammy was saying to Fjorn to, you know, convince him that he was on the wrong path. So he was just like kind of standing at the ready in case things went bad, especially when he sees the gun get put to her head. And he sees Fjorn move and doesn't know what's going on yet. And like he like makes a move to stop him. But then he hears what he was saying about, you know, I can't remember exactly what he said, but about saving Henry. and it kind of like makes him pause just a moment, and he's kind of like watching it happen. He sees him like moving faster than he was because he didn't even know it was happening. Fjorn using this kind of premonition he had, and he sees him like come back up over the top with Henry. Does he like put him down somewhere? Or?
Yeah, I think it kind of gently sets him down on the roof.
And I think Bjorn is rushing over there, and he's like pulling out his med kit. And maybe he looks up and sees Fjorn doing the same thing. Does that sound
right? Fjorn has a med kit. He wasn't coming here to save people.
He doesn't keep it on him at all times. He had allies here.
Yeah, he didn't have anything.
Okay. This is a different Fjorn.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I guess I was wrong to assume, but
I think he kind of looks a bit desperately over at Sammy.
Got a giant hole in my wing.
Sammy will come over to help heal him.
Bjorn is definitely trying to assess like things that he can help patch up very quickly. Even knowing that Sammy's there to do some magical healing as well, he's still going to attempt to help as well.
Yeah, if you guys want to go ahead and roll a... Bjorn, I'm going to have you roll first.
Okay.
Because you can still use luck points.
That is true. I only have one left.
Please don't kill me.
Hey, my This Might Sting move doesn't injure people on a miss, so I can miss with, like, it just hurts me, not Henry.
Oh, that's fair.
That is a 13.
All right.
Healed of 2 and stable, which is, this is probably one of the only situations where doing both actually matters.
I've marked both on the wiki.
I think if you're at like one away from death or two away from death, it's like one of the only times you can do both.
Yes, I was one away from death.
At least in the way we play it.
But
at least in the way we fight.
And then I'll heal Henry as well because he's hurting pretty bad.
He's still one over. Like he's not unstable, but he's still one over the like the marker for unstable, isn't he?
Yes,
I think so.
I am.
I got an 8. Which means it also leaves a gnarly scar. So you're still healed of 3, but you get a scar somewhere.
I say on the wing, because that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I think so. His wing was being chewed on by...
It's not my character, by the way, but...
Yes.
Sorry.
I would agree, though. I was thinking that he's going to forever have some messed up scales on his wing where Nick was chewing on him.
Gnarly. Okay. Got it. Yep. I've got the cool eye and the scarred wing.
But I do think that when Henry passed out, I think his wing probably did dematerialize, because I'm pretty sure that's how it usually works.
Mm-hmm. So maybe he doesn't notice this till later.
Yeah, I might bring it out later and be like, what is that? But yeah, mm-hmm. so I'm down to 1. Can I say that I come around in this moment, or perhaps a bit later, I guess, because I was unconscious.
You did almost die twice.
Yes, I did. So if you want to rule that I'm unconscious,
I think it's
still
probably
going to
be a little bit before Henry actually wakes up.
I am unconscious then.
But I think you guys see Fjorn kind of fall back as it's obvious that Henry isn't going to die, and he kind of like falls back onto his butt and his hands, and just kind of stares down at him.
I think Bjorn isn't ready to talk to Fjorn yet. He's just like kneeling and starts to stand up and looks over at Sammy and just says, keep an eye on them. I'm going to go check those guards. And he rushes over to check the guards they knocked out.
Yeah, most of them are not in amazing shape, especially the one that you bashed in the head.
Are any of them in life-threatening shape?
The one you bashed in the head probably could use a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You can patch up the one that Henry shot in the leg.
Okay. So nobody's dying.
Nobody's dying, but everyone is at this point unconscious. But the other guy is going to die of blood loss if you don't like help him.
Okay. Bjorn is definitely going to render first aid then.
Yeah. I'm not going to make you roll.
Because they don't have a harm tracker.
They do, but...
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah, they still have a background. For some reason, I had it in my brain this entire time that only we had a harm tracker, but that doesn't make any sense.
Nope. But I just don't want to make you... I think it doesn't
You think
matter
that there's no
point.
Risk here, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it would be good to get these guys probably to a hospital at some point soon.
I mean, we can't, though.
Not on this side.
Not on this side. There's
I'm
no
aware
hospital.
Of that. But unless you want to help them with magic.
Yeah, I think Bjorn is going to call over to Sammy, or walk over, because he's going to start watching Fjorn. He just says, one of the guys over there took a pretty bad head injury from me. If you could take a look at him, I don't think we're going to be able to get him to a hospital anytime soon.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. And she goes over to heal him.
And when she leaves, Bjorn looks over at himself. Is he still kind of staring off?
Yeah, he's kind of just zoned out. A look of pain and confusion kind of on his face.
How is he looking, Bjorn, health-wise?
Not great, but it doesn't look like he's about to die.
Okay.
Bjorn looks over at him sternly over Henry's unconscious form, and he says, "Hey."
He doesn't do anything for a moment, and then his eyes flick up to you.
"Can I trust you?"
"To do what?"
And Bjorn pauses for a moment, and then he says, "To stand behind me and clean up your mess."
He kind of looks around on the roof. "Yeah."
"Are you done with this plan that you were pursuing? Have you seen what we've been trying to say this entire time?"
And again, you can see his eyes kind of flick back and forth, almost like he's thinking of a couple different ideas. And eventually he says,
"I think so. It doesn't make a lot of sense right now."
"When has it ever made sense?"
"Well, didn't till a few minutes ago."
And he looks over at Sammy.
And Bjorn looks over at her and he says, she's got a way of doing that."
Someone probably sees Henry's sword on the roof somewhere in the scuffle. I'm sure he dropped it. I had it on some occasions, but I'm pretty sure it's fallen at some point.
I think as you guys are sitting there, Henry starts to wake up.
I think, again, in coming around, to go back to an arc from season one, Henry, it's in his mind's eye, is in this void of black, but coming up out of it, there's this light. And contrary to previously, with it just being his mother who comes to him and says, "It's not, you have work to do. It's not time for you yet." Instead, in this case, he sees his mother, he sees Stanley, he sees James, and even Gideon is there. And they're silent there for a minute. He looks at them and he says, he looks at them and they say, sort of in unison, is just this resounding, "You did it. Now wake up." And all of a sudden he comes to, and his eyesight is very blurry. He's kind of turning his head this way and that way. And unfortunately, I think the first thing he sees, he chooses the wrong side to look toward, because he sees the person to his knowledge is the bad guy, sort of just there, very close to him, and tries to scramble back very quickly and be like,
he'll feel a hand on his shoulder. Yeah, he'll feel a hand on his shoulder as Bjorn sees him waking up and sees him reacting. He just says, "It's okay, Henry. We made him understand."
You did what? What?
Sammy did something and made him see what we were trying to tell him.
I think immediately his hand goes to his head and he's just like, oh, that hurts. Ow. And yeah, I think he just sinks back to the roof, because he needs to just take a moment, because you've just told him something that has entirely shifted his shifted perception, and he's also, you know, he might be healed, but it still hurts, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And Bjorn will just pat him again on the shoulder and then look back up at Fjorn and say,
He doesn't have the energy to resist it at this time,
yeah.
So
yeah. And Bjorn will say, "So I think the first thing we need to do is stop this ritual from happening. What can you help us with on that?"
"Well, I know where my location is. It's not hard to break them, if you know where they all are."
He looks up at, I think Hank is probably standing with Manly. And they've just been kind of like quietly conversing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "He's got one of them."
"We, Daisy on our side, we learned of hers, but when we got there, it didn't seem to be there."
And he gets this kind of like a little bit of a wry smile on his face and he says,
sorry about that. Kind of knew you were coming, so I sent you on a wild goose chase.
A decoy?
Well, kind of hoping she'd kill you.
And he doesn't say who, but you get the idea he doesn't want to say Sammy's name.
Yeah.
Would Sammy be done with her healing at this point to come join the conversation?
Yeah, I think Sammy walks over there. Nobody's going to die right this minute.
Yeah. So we've got yours. Hank had one. What do we do about hers?
I might have an idea where it is on our side.
Will we know for sure if we've broken it?
Yeah,
if we guess at the location.
Should make a little explosion, I guess.
What kind of explosion?
Like a... not that violent. I think. I don't know. I haven't broken it.
How many are there total?
Four.
There's four.
Sammy answers.
And is it on each side or just your side or just our side or a mix?
I mean, you only have to break one on one side.
Okay.
It'll snap the other. They're connected.
She points at Fjorn and says, his is beneath this building. And then points at Hank and says, his is at the high school.
So who's the fourth then if Daisy was a fake?
Miguel. We already knew that.
Bjorn didn't know that, or he lost the thread at some point.
He could be confirming it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Fjorn looks over at Miguel, who's still sleeping, kind of half over the edge of the
the building.
Leaning half over the edge of the building. And he says,
we should probably pull him back.
Yeah, I think we get things cleaned up here. And, well, I mean, I think we go destroy those connection points, those anchors, right now. And shortly after we start, I don't know, rounding people up on this side, we still don't know what we're doing, but we're going to have to do something to... We need to come up with some alternative. We promised we would do that, and we mean it, but we still got to figure that out. I think at least getting people in one place will help with that.
You're not going to have long.
What do you mean? We don't have the 3-day time clock anymore, right?
Yeah, but this place isn't going to last much longer. It's not just the food or the lack of electricity. And this place is coming apart. There's entire sections that are gone already.
Oh.
Bjorn looks a little bit confused and concerned, but he's like looking at the other two to see their takes too.
It's like, you mean like a singularity? Like it's collapsing in?
And he kind of stares at you for a second and then he says, sure, I don't know, it's crumbling. This world was never meant to last for that long.
So since we're stopping the ritual and we're not merging it with ours, it will eventually just
fall apart,
destroy itself,
turn into a void.
Great.
It started along the edges, but there's a big hole in the middle of the east.
Can't waste time. Got it. Henry painfully tries to actually sit up at this point. Oh.
Yeah, you do that, and I think you guys see Manly has gone over and picked up Miguel and brought him back over and put him in a wheelchair, and he turns to Sammy and he says,
hey, can you wake him up?
I actually don't know if Sammy's ever woken anybody up with magic before.
We've never had a need to, I can remember at least.
Don't we have a cannon that Bjorn has some smelling salts in his med kit?
We do, actually.
Yes, we do.
You could do that.
Yeah, Bjorn would do that. Bjorn will actually just say, I think I got a little bit less risky way to do that, all things considered. He pulls out his medkit again.
Manly shrugs, and you hold them under Miguel's nose, and after a couple seconds, gah! And he opens his eyes wide and blinks, and there's like tears running out of his eyes, and kind of blinks it and looks around him and looks very confused for a couple of seconds.
Sammy looks pretty smug.
Yeah. And you see Fjorn hold up a hand and says, and he says,
I changed the plan.
And Miguel just kind of stares at him. And then he stares at Manly for a couple of seconds and he goes, okay.
That's it? Okay?
And he looks kind of groggily up at Sammy, and he says,
yeah, look, he had me convinced this was the best plan, but I kind of shrugs. I assume you all have a better one.
Well, not yet, but it can't be worse than potentially destroying the entire planet.
What?
We learned that your ritual was going to potentially, not guaranteed, but it had enough power to destroy the real world on our side.
I assume you guys kind of give him.
And then we,
yeah,
and
then we
the
give
whole,
him like a.
You know,
a ball,
Jadis
yeah.
was fooling you guys the entire time, kind of spiel, yeah.
And you can see him kind of calculating in his head, adding in the information that you were giving him. And then he looks up at Manly and then looks away immediately.
Aww.
And I think he doesn't say anything.
Mm-hmm. Bjorn just kind of folds his arms and he says, I think we're going to have plenty of time now to talk about who was right and what needs to happen. And I think there's going to be some consequences, obviously, but I think we all need to work together now to right things. Does everyone agree?
And I think Fjorn says, yes. Miguel, I think, still doesn't say anything. There's a lot of emotions passing over his face, but I think the one that I think you guys recognize the easiest of all is probably shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Manly was right, that this was never going to work.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, gonna need everybody, right? And he'll walk over. You don't have to follow me if you want to continue over here.
To show that Sammy's kind of on board with helping, I mean, like, kind of cooperating with the alternates, she walks over kind of like to Fjorn and says, you want me to heal you up? Like, even break those wards?
He kind of looks down at his torso and he says,
maybe let's just wait till all this is over. Never know if it might come in handy.
I mean, personally, I'd rather keep as much rift magic out of whatever thing we do.
And you see him kind of look down again and kind of squeeze his eyes shut and kind of shake his head, almost like he's trying to clear it out. And he says,
you're probably right.
He kind of leans back and puffs his chest out and says,
go on.
Okay. I don't know how to break the wards, but I'm gonna try. I want to get this rift magic out of Fjord, because I think it'll help him feel better.
Well, you would know their runes. The easiest way to break them is to just slice all of them in pieces.
Yeah. That'll kind of hurt, though. All right.
But you can heal him right away, though.
Okay, so I think Sammy takes out her knife and she looks at him a little, I guess sympathetically. And she says, look, I've been here before. I kind of did something similar to this to myself at one point. Best way to break them is to cut them physically, but then I'll heal it back up.
Alright.
Alright, so Sammy's gonna do that.
Yeah, so you quickly use your knife and cut through each of the different runes he's got across his chest and abdomen. And eventually you kind of put your hand on his chest and begin healing them over. You can tell now that they are broken. There's no hint of magic surrounding it. You can feel each kind of like a little pop as it goes through. A little pop of magic breaking. You put your hand on his chest and begin to heal over it, and they'll kind of scar over. Your new cuts kind of seal up, so it's really just the runes that are left. But they're broken. They're not working anymore. And as you finish up, I think he reaches up and like holds onto your hand on his chest.
Oh.
And doesn't really say anything, just kind of holds on.
Oh. I don't know what Sammy's reaction is. I feel really sad, though. I think she'll actually take her other hand and put it on his shoulder and kind of meet his gaze.
Yeah, I don't think he looks at you. I think he just kind of keeps his head down. And eventually he, I think he lets go. And he kind of murmurs under his breath and he says,
sorry.
You're fine. You're all good now.
And you say that and he looks up at you and he says, you just, you look just like her.
I think Sammy looks, it's her turn to look down at the ground, you know, and she says, I really tried to save her, I did. It just didn't work.
I believe you.
Is there anything you guys want to do before you leave here?
I think that Henry will... unless we were planning to leave River here by herself, which I don't think we're doing, during that whole back and forth, he will have taken one of the smelling salts from Bjorn, and he walks over, sees River unconscious on the ground, and internally
you see her over there, and I think Hank comes over there and is kind of sitting next to her, and he says, that's probably not a good idea.
Just thought she might want to be in on the whole we're not killing each other anymore, but well, okay.
Look, I get the idea that your River was different, but she's not going to be happy about this.
I think he just looks at him and he just goes, what happened to her? I mean, I understand different, but that was, she's...
A better question would be what happened to yours.
Her cupcake.
And I think he just looks at him dead on and goes, she died to save my life.
Yeah, she wouldn't do that.
And I think they might see the knife there on the ground or anything, and he just says, Fine. You know her, I don't, clearly. Just bring her up to speed so don't have to do anything unfortunate. Yeah. And I think he's just, yeah, he's just gonna turn and leave them there, because, like, if the one guy is saying don't do it, he's like, okay, fine. This is your deal, and, you know, I'm confused enough as it is, so you want to take it on, then be my guest, basically.
Yeah, you finish up with that, and, maybe you head back over to where the others are. And you see Manly comes over and kind of claps his hand on your shoulder. And he says,
maybe she won't be different forever. But, they've got a lot of growing to do.
Henry just looks at him and he says, suppose it's my fault. I was the one who was stupid.
Sorry. That's just funny coming from Henry.
Yeah, Henry finally admits that he was stupid at one point in his life.
Yeah,
this is. I mean, hey, it's a rare thing, but I mean, yeah, he
speaking
like.
Speaking of growth, and I think Manly kind of smiles a little bit, and he says,
"You're just young, Henry. Happens to all of us."
I think he just stands there with him, and in the moment, he just looks over at them in the distance, sitting there, and he. Just says, it's never not going to be weird, you know. I mean, I know you, but I don't know you. You know, you get what I'm talking about? That's just weird, right?
It's weird.
And I think at this point, Fjorn stands up after having Sammy heal him, and he says,
we should get a move on, because the ritual's kind of already started. We should break all the... Yeah.
Yeah, let's get to work.
I think I know where Sammy's was.
Where do you think it is? Maybe I can...
Well, see, when the ritual activates, it'll probably annihilate anyone within a 20-yard or so, you know, like, apartment-sized radius. He kind of rubs the back of his neck. She never told me, but I think she might have put it in your dad's apartment.
Ooh.
I think Sammy actually kind of smiles.
I can admire the poeticness right there.
I think she smiles and then kind of coughs politely to kind of get a more serious face because she realizes this isn't the time to laugh. And then she nods and says, yeah, that sounds about right.
And I think he smiles a little bit too, kind of sadly. And then it's wiped off his face pretty quickly. And he says, all right, here's what's going to happen. We'll take this one. He looks at Bjorn.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to stay with me, just in case.
I was planning on it, but sentiment is appreciated.
Henry, you take Henry. Go take care of the one at school.
Got it.
He looks at Sammy. Sammy, you can take care of the other one.
Yeah, I got it.
Miguel, Stanley, can you two work together for 5 minutes? Both of them nod, annoyed. Then let's go.
Where's his? I want to know.
Miguel's?
It's in the closet. That's where it is.
No, it's not in the closet. Miguel put his in the big gator swamp.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay.
So yeah, I think he just kind of nods and starts heading downstairs.
Do we know yet if these are things that can be physically, like, is it like a physical breaking or is it more like a magical? I'm assuming it's magical, not physical.
It's a bit of both. We'll get there in a minute. I think we're going to kind of zoom out so that we can look at all of you at once. Each of you arrives at your different locations in the darkness of alternate Thornvale, and one in the basement of this building, one in the gymnasium at the school, one in the big gator swamp, and one, as Sammy quickly confirms, in her father's house. I think he told you that if you destroy it, it'll only have a kind of explosive effect on this side. It shouldn't bother anything on the other side.
But rather wide range of release of energy, right? Like, this could be dangerous if we're, like, standing right on it or something.
You probably shouldn't be standing right on it, yeah. And I think when all of you get there, you find there are some guards there that are guarding each of the different things, but Fjorn has called ahead. And he has let them know, hey, you should leave.
I have a question.
Yes?
How did he call ahead?
He literally sent someone ahead.
Okay.
Like, there are other people in this building that were working for him.
I think he sends them beyond.
Like, yeah, there's no, like, if anything had batteries, they are long dead.
And there's no towers.
Yeah, there's no towers. There's no cell phone. There's no signal here. So he sends somebody, I think, on his team ahead. There were a couple of people, like, in this building waiting in case something went wrong, basically. And he sends them off with you, all of his guards.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys probably keep River with you, just because she hasn't woken up yet and could be a problem if she does.
Okay, yeah.
Bjorn and Fjorn keep River with them, just in case she wakes up and becomes an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's also on top of the building that we're about to blow up the basement of, so I don't know how structurally sound this building's going to be.
Probably not particularly. There's not really anyone else in this building.
Yeah.
Fjorn didn't want to kill anyone. So
cleared of people, yeah.
Once you disperse with all the other people, all of his guards along with you, he takes you down into the basement and we'll zoom in on Fjorn and Bjorn, but it's going to be the same for basically everyone. There is a basically carved into the floor of this area, this basement. There is a big ritual circle. And you can see in the center of the circle, there is one of those stones in each one. One kind of soul stone ready to power it. And that stone is kind of pulsing with green energy. And it kind of pulses out through the connected lines of this circle. And you can feel the magic in this place.
Mm-hmm.
It's an even more oppressive feeling of rift magic. And interspersed through it, you can feel Dragon Knight magic, that sort of golden aura. The whole thing is a kind of an unholy amalgamation of both.
I think Bjorn has a question for Fjorn.
Yeah?
Just because I'm curious, I guess, but where did you get all the souls for those?
Do you really want to know?
Well, my assumption is that you used what you had, and as people succumbed on this side, you made use of what they could still give.
There were people in the hospitals. We couldn't do anything to save them, so we asked them if we could use them. It was all as willing as it could be.
Oof. Oof.
Creepy.
Bjorn chooses not to continue to broach the subject.
I think it kind of adds when you're quiet afterwards.
When the spell goes off, they'll be released. At least that's how Miguel explained it.
Well, I assume it'll be like what we did with Elise's stone then, so as long as they're released, I'll be fine with that.
I think he doesn't ask what you're talking about there.
Yeah.
And he shows you are going to need to break the lines in a couple different places, and you're going to need to kind of put magic into the break, because you need to force the kind of magic that's already there out, more or less. At least that's how he understands it.
Just to make sure I understand, the way he's describing it to me, because, you know, he's not the magic guy, is basically cut the line so it's not working anymore and then push our magic in to kind of push the magic that's already there out.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Which is this, like, amalgamation of both, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's eventually, like, you said this is going to blow up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to be right there in it doing this. So, like, how much time do we have?
You're going to want to, like, run out the building. Once you think it's good enough, you're going to want to, like, run away.
Okay.
And I think Fjorn explains this to everyone before they left.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. I need a roll from all of you to go ahead and give me a use magic roll to go ahead and break this down.
Oh, my gosh.
Did we get any, like, plus one because we've been instructed or anything like that? Or, you know... We know exactly what we're doing. Though we sometimes know exactly what we're doing and still fail.
Yeah, I'll give everyone a plus one on this. I think that makes sense.
Yay!
This isn't to be a particularly hard roll.
Sometimes begging pays off, folks. Even in the finale.
I got an 11.
I got a 9. Plus one is 10.
10 plus 1, 11.
All right. Nice. Everybody rolled well. We'll assume that Miguel knows what he's doing. We'll just assume everything went well for this.
I have a question.
I just need to point out that I had a plus 4 to that roll, and Wesley rolled as high as me. That's all.
Womp, womp, womp.
What is your question?
Did we ever come up with a name for alternate Miguel?
Michael.
I don't think so.
Michael.
Just taking away his Spanishness? That doesn't seem
that
fair.
That does not seem appropriate.
No, he's just alternate Miguel.
Victor.
That's the first thing that popped into my head is Michael.
He's, is he Malt?
He has a Michael attitude.
I don't like that, Andrew. All right, anyways. Sorry, Michaels out there.
Wow. It just didn't seem right to not at least try to give him an alternate name.
Yeah. You could just refer to him by his last name. I don't know. All righty, so everybody, you take a...
Wait. He's not my gal. He's their gal.
He's your gal.
Sure.
Dergel. Okay.
So wait, is it gonna be their gal or your gal? Which one do we like better?
I like their gal.
Their gal.
I'm not saying that name again. Anyways, everybody takes what they need to break through whatever material is made of the floor. In this case, it's kind of carved into the concrete for Fjorn and into the. Whatever material high school gyms are made of for Hank and Henry.
You said whatever material is made of the floor.
Made of the floor?
Concrete. Yeah. Concrete.
You're trying to say whatever material the floor is made of.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. You got what I meant.
Yeah. It's just, it was incorrect and it was not being stopped, so I had to.
Yeah. But you guys carve through and you can feel, as soon as you do, you... kind of whack. I think you might even have like a pickaxe or something. Something easy enough to break through these spots, and you break through the lines and you can feel it almost like sucking the magic out of your body as you do. Trying to force you to be a part of it. And you're able to force your own magic into it to overwhelm the system, and you can feel that moment when it gets to be too much. When you know this thing is gonna blow. And I think immediately Fjorn and Bjorn, Hank and Henry, Sammy, you guys all run out as fast as you can away from this, and you hear this loud boom behind you. Sammy, the apartment your father lived in explodes. He's not there. You don't know where he is. It does explode. It probably feels a little bit of a good... All of the buildings
cathartic.
That were taking place in were empty because they were probably going to explode. But behind you, Bjorn, as you guys managed to run out onto the street, you can see this building just come down hard in a big cloud of dust and debris. Sammy, you see the same thing happen to your building. It doesn't quite the whole, not quite the whole building comes down because it wasn't in the basement. But a lot of the building now has a big hole in the side of it and half of it collapses down. Henry, the gym explodes.
Yeah.
And okay. I think eventually everyone comes back together, kind of standing in the street outside of one of these buildings. Everyone's covered in dust and debris, but you can feel it that spell is broken. You know this merge is no longer going to happen. And as you're standing there, you feel the ground begin to tremble underneath of your feet. And Fjorn looks anxious. He says, whatever your plan is, whatever ideas you have, we gotta make sure that solidifies real fast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh no!
And Bjorn kind of scratches his head. He just says, well, we were kind of hoping that we had more time to look into that, but when we learned that we only had 3 days, we decided to come for you first. So devising a plan is actually the next step in our plotted course of events here.
Miguel says, well, let's get on with it, but not here. You can take us back, right?
Yeah, I can get us all back, and you'll be fine there for a while, as we've seen before.
We'll be all right for a few days.
Yeah.
But
what about people on this side? Do you need to tell people to start collecting somewhere, or I don't know, let them know that their hostages don't need to be hostages anymore? I will say though, maybe it's best for those people that not get out. I mean,
I think Manly steps forward and he says, "Leave it to me. Miguel and I will stay here. We'll start getting people moved into position. We'll run around. I can activate the Blackout Society, get them to start hauling people around, get everyone together."
Bjorn interrupts. He says, they're over here too?
Yeah.
And he just kind of shakes his head and he's just like, I think they'd barely begun to be a thing on our side when things split off.
He kind of shrugs.
Yes, things have a way of still happening different ways.
Yeah, I guess.
But that makes sense. We'll be in touch with whatever it is we come up with.
All right. And I think you guys leave Miguel and...
Sorry, Theragel.
Theragel. Jesus Christ.
Theragel.
And Manly. And I think you have to leave River behind, too. Because she's just mostly just a regular person. And she's not going to make it on the other side.
Yeah.
But Miguel is going to be watching.
Well, she could survive on our side because our river's dead.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's
but
right.
We want to...
Do you guys
want to
bring her with you, then?
I mean, it's up to, like...
Hank with?
Yeah, Hank's going to come back with you.
Well, then it's up to Hank, I guess, because Henry was like...
Yeah, what does Hank think?
Hank suggests you probably bring her back and throw her in a cell.
Okay,
and probably
we'll do that.
Gag her.
Okay.
Oh,
so, yeah, everybody gets back on the other side, back to the fort pretty quickly, and...
I don't have to make my rift roll? Or my...
I think we can assume you do it.
I mean, if I fail, I'll just do it again until it works.
Exactly.
Until it works.
There's no time that we're kind of waiting here, so you guys make it back to the fort, you throw River in a cell, and I think everyone meets back together in the kitchen
with the sandwiches.
Usual meeting grounds, yeah.
And Stanley starts making sandwiches, which I think Fjorn almost cries when he sees. So, you guys have an idea of how you might be able to save these people.
Is Ori here?
Yes.
Too?
Or it can be there.
I'd like her to be there in case we have to ask her questions. Even
yeah,
though she might
I think you probably
answer.
Bring in everyone. Like,
yeah.
I think Ben
Sammy gives Oliver a big
here.
Hug.
Yeah, Sammy gives Oliver a big hug, and I think he asks her how it went, and looks very confused when he sees Bjorn. But, you know.
Yes.
At this point, he's used
we
to you guys.
We explain everything to everyone.
trying to save people, so.
Yeah.
Stanley All right, and Gideon get hugs from Henry, but yeah, then we're back to business.
What are your thoughts?
I think Sammy starts by saying, like, gesturing at Fjorn and saying, I mean, his idea isn't a bad one. They were just using the wrong spell. We have the right merging spell now. I know how to do it. We just need to, I mean, if we modified it, we could merge all of the people on that side with all of the people on our side.
You can do that?
Wouldn't that mean we were effectively removing a person in any case?
No, it's not removing anyone. It's making two people one person. And they're the same people, so it's just merging the two same people.
Well, but what happens to their memories and all of that?
And I think Fjorn kind of sheepishly interjects and says, look, we're not, though. We're not the same people. I don't want to be him.
I think you hear mumbles like, I know River's not the same person.
And what about people who aren't us, who don't know what's going on? Like, what happens when somebody on our side right now? I mean, is it going to be seamless, or are they going to all of a sudden know what happened to them in an alternate reality for a couple months? I mean, can we really force that on people?
I'm just going to assume that would be a bad idea and very dangerous.
Listen, I don't know what it would be like, but at least they'd be alive.
In what way exactly? Because, like, if my consciousness is in him, no offense, I don't think he wants anything to do with my thoughts. And he looks to Bjorn.
And Bjorn is silent for a moment, and he just says, I think that it feels too much like our failsafe. The thing we didn't want to do. We didn't want to end these people. And it feels like in a way we are, but just not completely. And that almost feels just as bad or worse. I don't think it's a bad idea. I would hope we could find something that's a little bit more, a little bit better for all parties, instead of just one body, two souls.
I think it's a bad idea, Fjorn says. I know my opinion doesn't matter for much, but these are my people. I can't have you destroying them effectively.
All right, so no merge. Maybe we need some kind of purification ritual instead?
And I think Miguel leans forward and he says, What's your thinking there? What do you mean purification?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of the opposite. Just,
do you mean
rituals
like finding,
we know how to do.
Are you saying maybe finding a way to stop whatever's making the other versions of people get sick and die? Is that what you mean? Purifying whatever that is?
And I think Fjorn leans forward and he says, I mean, isn't it just that they're not supposed to be here?
I mean, that's what my thought was. I mean, I know it's not the movies, but the assumption is that you can't have two existing together or interacting with each other or whatever. It's a paradox, right? Is it that, or is there something else going on here? He's looking to his magic types, Miguel and Sammy.
I think Miguel kind of looks at Sammy and says, you know, I don't think we've ever tested that. I don't think we actually know if that's the reason.
I mean, we know that magic users last longer over here.
Right, and so if magic users...
Magic people.
If magic people can last any amount of time over here, maybe it's not just the double thing.
Is it? Now that's a very fair point. I mean, if it was just the double thing, it would affect everybody equally, I would assume. So, is it the magic? I mean, does this have to do with the fact that they're seeped in rift magic?
Huh.
By that logic, it could be that the innate power might be acting as some kind of antidote, for lack of a better term. I mean,
if this is a rift magic infection, we've detoxed people before. We detoxed Ben.
That's right. Yeah.
That took time, but that's also, you know, trying to detox somebody from use of rift magic. Maybe, do you think that's something we can do on a timetable short enough?
Fjorn says, the problem is we have, like, seconds. Like, they don't last very long. I mean, we would need a sieve, you know, something. They go through it. Infected people come in, and uninfected people come out the other side.
It would be it's like a filter, right? It's a...
like a filter.
Right. You program it, what to pull out, it goes through.
Well... Wouldn't the best candidate for someone like that be Ben? Since Ben was the one that made that other world?
I think Ben leans forward and he says, I'm sorry, you're good. What? What do you mean I made the world?
Sammy kind of gets a sheepish look on her face, like, oops.
Yeah.
And I think Bjorn looks over at him, I think probably just noticing him for the first time. And you can just see, like, the devastation on his face.
Ugh. Oh, man.
Because he's been, like, kind of eating sandwiches since he got in here. And I don't even think he noticed Ben kind of come in the back, sitting next to Salem. He doesn't recognize Salem at all, but he knows Ben. And he kind of looks at him. And he just kind of stares. And you can see, like, his throat, like, bob as he swallows really hard. And then he looks back over at Bjorn.
You didn't tell him?
Not yet. Things kind of developed quickly. Just not really an easy way to say this, Ben, but on the other side, I
killed you.
You see Ben's eyes go wide, and you see him kind of frown and kind of look down and look around, almost like he's trying to think of something, and he says, the death curse. I forgot I had one planned. I'm sorry. You're telling me that my curse formed your whole world?
Just Thornvale, but yes.
It was a whole thing. It was crazy.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it would do that. It was just supposed to make you suffer.
I think Bjorn looks over at Fjorn and thinks it probably did.
Yeah, it did just that.
Mission accomplished, yeah.
And I think Fjorn says, don't apologize. You didn't do it. And it kind of goes quiet. And I think Miguel clears his throat and he says, I think you might be right. We could probably use, if it's Ben's spell in the first place, we could probably use him somehow.
Is that safe?
If we only use our magic, it should be fine. We can use him as a sort of a... like a conduit. He knows how it feels to sort of expel rift magic from your body. I mean, he'd be the perfect person to do it.
And magic flowing through him at all. Well, I think I can follow where you're going with this. If we can heal regular people with our magic, then our magic shouldn't hurt him in any way. And he's simply just going to be a medium of sorts to interact with and help expel that rift magic, but like you said, he's done that before when he recovered.
I think Henry looks at Ben, and because you know, Ben's been his friend for a while. He knows him fairly well, and he just looks at him and goes, I mean, if is this do you think you could try? I mean, this would be a little bigger scale, or well, a lot bigger scale than just yourself, but would you want to try for?
Look, if any of this is my fault, or even an alternate version of mine, I want to help however I can. I did plan on doing this to you, all of you. So I put a lot of effort into changing the person that I was, and I feel like this could be a kind of redemption I've been looking for.
Buddy. You're gonna make me cry.
Sorry. I wasn't expecting the scene to be so emotional.
I love Ben. And I hate that he still feels so sad about it. Because it's not his fault.
He didn't do it.
I think
yeah.
He did kill people, though, so.
Yeah, but...
it was a while ago.
It's rift magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I think Henry just nods. He says, okay then. Well, he looks at everyone else and he says... we are on the clock, right?
Wait, before we go, and Sammy looks at Miguel and says, is there a way I can, like, magically protect him? And she gestures at Ben. From the rift magic over there? If we're taking him over to a place that's full of rift magic, I want to keep him safe.
We're not going to take him over there. We're going to make a portal here. I think I have an idea, and Bjorn... I hate to ask, man. I think I need your axe.
And Bjorn looks down at it, and he says, I mean, if it's needed to help save all those people over there, I think that we need to. I don't think there's any choice.
Just so you know, it's not gonna survive.
And Bjorn nods and looks at it kind of sadly, and he just says... I think it's gonna have served its purpose once we use it for what you're planning.
All right.
Before he hands it over, though, he looks over at Fjorn and he just says, "Do you know anything about this? I was given it by Anthony.
Anthony.
Are we going to get our confirmation?
Our Anthony?
We suspect that it was your Anthony, but he was very cagey about it, but he slipped up a couple times, we think.
I mean, I haven't seen him in a while.
He was on your side, though, when everything happened. You had an Anthony over there, it sounds like.
Look, I'm going to put it this way. Either he's our Anthony and yours is dead, or ours is very, very, very good at hiding.
And Bjorn looks over at Sammy.
It is there, Anthony. I knew it.
Not necessarily.
No, it totally is.
I guess I have a question for the debrief now, but I think right now we're going to move on from that.
That was Susanna's way of saying, yes, it is there, Anthony. I know it. I'm positive. Yeah.
I mean, he did have the precognition all-seeing, so yeah, maybe.
So, hold on a second. I think Bjorn's just going to say, but you have no idea where this axe came from then.
I have no idea. I have been wondering for a while.
We can talk to Anthony and we'll figure things out.
If you can get a hold of the slippery bastard.
Yeah, we've had the same problem with him.
Sammy chokes on another laugh.
At this point, I think Miguel looks over at Sammy and says, "You and I, we got some work to do."
Yep, let's do this.
And I think the next couple of hours, maybe the next even day or two, I think Miguel and Sammy and Bjorn's axe and Ben work together to get a plan together to actually do this sort of cleansing rift, basically. The idea is basically you're going to use the axe's power to open up rifts to this other world.
A cleansing portal!
A cleansing portal. And you're going to make a sort of portal that flows through Ben, basically, that he's going to have... He's going to be the anchor behind it to make sure that everyone who comes through is cleansed of their magic, that they leave that horrible rift magic behind in this other world. And I think in the couple of days that it takes you guys to get this plan together, the rest of you go back over to the other side and begin getting people together. And it's not the easiest thing in the world because these people have been pretty darn downtrodden. You know, it's hard to get people to even just move a lot of times. It just feels like this entire city is depressed. But I think you're able to get as many of them as possible to move. There are some people who just refuse, and they just won't leave. You can't make them get up and go. They're just not going to leave. And I think you guys have to decide, like, is it better to fight these people to force them to go or just let them stay? But there's a couple of people who just decide not to go.
I mean, it's a waste of time, so.
I wouldn't call it a waste of time. I think that you definitely kind of wrestle with this idea of, like, can we forcibly carry people to the portal? And is it going to do them any good once they're on the other side, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
but
okay.
Most people are ready to go. I think you pull everyone together in the Big Gator Swamp. Because it's the most out-of-the-way place that you can find. And you just pull all these people in. It almost looks like a parade. Just people standing on either side, all around you. Thousands of people in this forest. And I think on the other side, Bjorn, you've been working with Hunter.
I was just about to say, if you want me to, I could roll a move I haven't rolled in a long time, which is deal with the agency.
I don't think I'm going to make you roll for
it. Okay.
I think Hunter would want to help with this.
Okay.
But I think this is going to take either several hours or several days.
Mm-hmm.
I think it may take several sessions of this going on to be able to pull everyone over and get them away in a way that doesn't let the rest of Thornvale know what's going on.
Yeah.
But eventually, I think it comes down to it. Sammy, I'm going to have you roll use magic to let this happen. I'm going to give you a +2 because you've got Ben and Miguel helping out.
Oh, thank goodness.
That means she can't fail. For the listeners out there.
13!
Alright,
nice.
Woo!
You didn't even need the +2.
She gets extra added benefit.
Yeah.
Your added benefit, this was basically, this role was mostly to see how long it was going to take. And I think you guys can get this done in one session. I think one long day of hours of magic, keeping this portal open. You know, people have to, like, bring you food in in between people
We're
coming
tired.
Through. Yeah, you guys are exhausted, but you are able to bring every single person who wanted to leave the other Thorn Bale through the hole, through this one cleansing portal. The first time you see somebody come through, they walk across the threshold of the portal into the mushy grass of the spot you've put up in the big gator swamp, and you see them collapse down, and everyone kind of holds their breath, waiting to see what's going to happen. Are they going to be able to survive? And as they look up, you can see them staring up into the bright blue sky trickling through the trees, and you can just see them smile and start sobbing.
Oh.
And I think you see Stanley help them kind of stand up and move to the side and into the arms of some hunter guys who are going to help them set up basically a camp. They're basically going to set up a huge refugee camp inside of this area until they can decide what to do with all these people.
They're going to get new identities from the government.
Of course they are.
Oh, yeah. I assume that Hunter is probably going to send them somewhere else.
We'll deal with
monitored.
All that sort of stuff later on. But it takes hours and hours. It's probably over a full day of just standing there and doing magic, sitting there probably. Someone gives you a chair to sit down in while you're doing it. It's exhausting work, but you want to make sure to get these people out of here before something happens to the other side. And all thousands of people that are left in Thornvale are able to get to the other side, and they are back where they were before.
We did it!
And you guys have done it. You guys have saved the alternate Thornvale. And this, my friends, is the end of season 3 and the end of Thornvale.
No!
I will say, before we end this particular episode, there will be one more sort of epilogue episode. I'm going to make sure everyone gets to find out what happened to the people afterwards, what happened to alternate Gideon. We've got some other things for you to let you guys know how this story kind of ties up. So come back next week for the epilogue. And until then, goodbye.